Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon or good evening, listeners. And my name is Sandra Bueno, and I am the founder of Live and Learn Coaching Enterprises and the creator of Power to Be You. And tonight is a special call. This is outside of our regular programming because on the eve of Valentine's, I have a very special guest who will be joining us momentarily, and her name is Marna Goldstein. Now, she is otherwise known as the non-diet diva, and Marna will be joining us because she has a very special exclusive program, which is entitled Freedom Coaching Intensive. And the reason why Marna will be here tonight is because she shares a mission and a passion for empowerment and empowering others, most specifically people who have dealt with issues with weight. And Marna comes from a history and has her own testimony, as well as many other people she's coached throughout the past years, to really have experience and expert insight into what the psychology and the mindset of beliefs is for people who are naturally thin. And before I have her on, I'd like to give you some background information on Marna. Number one, her website is Thin From Within, that is thinfromwithin.com. She is also the author of The Naturally Thin Secrets ebook. She has an extensive line of products, based from a personal coaching to an audio program, and most recently, this new six-month coaching program that she is beginning, actually, as we speak, starting with this week. And she can also be reached at 303-504-4990. And Marna is someone that I met recently, and she is someone that truly embodies what she speaks of because she has been there herself. So what we are going to be talking about tonight is what it takes, the reasons, the understanding behind what thin means, and how Marna can help you and how Marna can take you into a world of emotional, physical, and spiritual understanding to push yourself forward. So at this time, let me see if Marna is on the line. Marna, are you on? Okay, if I stand here, I do see she is on the switchboard. And let me just once again attempt to get her on. Marna, are you on?
I am.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you and welcome to Power to Be You. It is a distinct pleasure to have you on this special call. I just think that what you are doing is so, and it's powerful, it's inspiring, it's motivating, and I really think that, you know, you are going to make such a difference in people as you move forward, and I'm just very happy that you can come here and present your program and what you do to help people move forward.
Well, thank you so much. It's so nice to be here. Really, really nice to be with you.
Well, good. I actually just started presenting part of the program that you are going to be ensuing and bringing about, the Freedom Coaching Intensive. But before we go into that, I'd just like to get some background information on you, just, you know, what has led you to this point where are now known as the non-diet diva.
Well, the way it started is, around the time that I was 12 years old, my mom was in a car accident, and up to that point, I had been really athletic, worked out tons, had been just never struggled with weight. And once my mom was in a car accident, and my dad actually fell from a ladder, so they were both sort of pent up, and I was frustrated that I couldn't be the cool kid anymore, that I had to that I couldn't get rides here and there, and I was an angry kid, and so I started, my way of dealing with my anger was eating and eating and eating. And all of a sudden, I went from this thin kid, athletic kid, to a kid who was struggling with weight. And that was from 12 all the way until college. And in college, I thought, you know what? If I wanted to get rich, I would study rich people. So here I was, struggling with weight, reading every book that I could, trying every program, going up and down in my weight. And I thought, well, I'm going to do the same thing. There are a lot of really thin people out there, and I want to know, what are they doing that I'm just sort of missing the boat on? So I started interviewing people who were naturally thin. And when I say naturally thin, I mean they weren't dieting. They didn't have necessarily this super high metabolism. They just were naturally thin. Some were 60, some were 30, some were 20, in every range, and some were male, some were female, some were African American, some were Caucasian. You know, it was a big mixture. And what I found was some patterns. I kept hearing the same thing over and over again. So, and when I started applying those patterns, my body started slimming down. And people started going, oh, Marna, what are you doing? How are you losing weight? What's going on? So then I started telling people. And so when I graduated from college, I started thinwithin.com, and I started to create this sort of entity because people just naturally were compelled to understand and learn and hear more about what I had done. They had seen my transformation, and then they wanted that transformation themselves. And it made a lot of sense to people that, oh, you don't have to diet to be thin. And there was a lot of freedom involved, too. So that's what I've been doing for the last, the interviews were 14, 15 years ago, and I've been doing this work for about 10, 12 years now.
And you know what? It's interesting to hear you, because when you speak, you say that, okay, you know, it's something natural. It's a course that just kind of, you know, took its own course and led you to where you are now. But that period of time when you were developing through your early years into young adulthood, specifically being a woman, being a young person who is so apt to bring in value, self-esteem, the image, you know, the peer group, the social group, dating, all of these different things that come together and that stand behind many of the issues that people and the young people face specifically. You know, these are the things that right now you haven't yet tapped in, but that truly also have led you to be where you are now, where you can say, you know, this is where I can help you make a distinction in your life. If you've tried this, if it hasn't worked, this is why what I bring about is so different and unique. Isn't it so?
Absolutely. And you're right. There's so much around relationships and self-esteem and body esteem. It's so fun to be doing the work that I'm doing and to see people's lives, personal lives, relationship lives, financial lives, self-esteem lives just sort of start to blossom, because it's all intertwined. It's all connected. And it's such a phenomenal, wonderful thing to watch and to be part of. And I'm very, very blessed to have the opportunity to work with so many people and for them to see such phenomenal transformation.
See, what you do is innovative, because up to now, coaching and personal coaching and sort of tools and the awareness to the mindset of beliefs, to the law of attraction, to what we manifest, to what we believe in, it's only just begun to be really used, and mainstream doesn't really have it, but specifically to bring it into the weight aspect, you know, that's something that I think is very unique and is very exciting. It's very exciting for me. I've never had a weight problem, but I do understand, I empathize with people, and I empathize with, you know, as a human being, when we go through gratitude and we realize that oftentimes we are not in gratitude for what we have, you know, a moment of reality comes across when you see someone who is struggling with something physical and you realize that, wow, you know, I don't have that worry and here I'm not happy. But if that person was different, or if that person could do something with that issue that they have, their life problem would be solved.
Absolutely, absolutely.
you know, and you tap in specifically for Valentine's. I know that you and I communicated last week talking about, you know, what Valentine's is and how for people that everything is working right and they're in a relationship and they look good and they feel good with their bodies and there's no issues of self-esteem, you know, they're not going to worry about it. But for the other side, for the other people who are not, you know, this is where you come in and where you can honestly transform their lives.
Well, it's such a gift to be able to look at, you know, is Valentine's Day. I love the idea of, you know, of love, body love and self-love. And Valentine's Day is just the perfect time to be looking at giving yourself those gifts of self-esteem and of body esteem. And, you know, looking at how are you speaking and talking about yourself and your body? How do you speak about others? To really look at those components and look at how they impact weight, body, self-esteem. They all play a part. And in terms of the spiritual aspect, using the law of attraction, it's so fun to use the law of attraction because for so long I was using it not really knowing that it was because, remember, I'd said that I wanted to, you know, if I wanted to get rich, wouldn't I study wealthy people? If I wanted to get thin, I started studying thin people and what they do. There's so much about how they talk, how they think, how they feel, how they act, what they are putting out into the world was a lot different than what I was putting out into the world. And when I learned how to shift that and put out something energetically and emotionally and physically different, everything sort of came together for me from a physical standpoint to help me lose that weight. So it is a really exciting time. And Valentine's Day is just the perfect time to start, I think, to assess, you know, how in love with myself. It's all about typically giving to other people and being in a relationship. But isn't it neat to, like, think about, well, I'm in the most important relationship with myself. And I think Valentine's Day, it would be nice for us to shift a little bit and think about how we can be in love with ourselves. And if we're not, yeah, you're right, it is key.
And you said if we're not?
And I said, yeah, and if we're not, then there's, you know, then we need to look at that, you know. Then if you're somebody who's not in love with yourself and struggling in that capacity, then you and I need to talk because there are many ways that we can shift that around so that you can really be in a space of love for yourself. You deserve it. We all deserve it. And I really believe it's our birthright.
Now, take us through let's say if there's a person right now listening who is struggling, who has had just, you know, just a really, really bad time through losing weight and has tried the diets and has attempted to do so many different things and earnestly wants to lose weight. What would you say to them? What could you say to them? What could you bring to them?
Ah, such a phenomenal question. Well, first of all, it's not simple. Transforming our bodies has many different layers, so it's not just one thing that I would do. I always start by doing an intake session. So an intake session is a session where I'm asking and finding a lot of information out. So some things I would be looking for, what beliefs are you holding on to? Are you holding on to fat thoughts, thoughts that don't serve your body and are keeping weight on you? Or are you holding on to beliefs around being thin and beautiful and sexy and attractive? You know, where are your beliefs? Where are the stressors in your life? What kind of stress is going on? I look at relationships. I look at support. I look at behaviors. I look at emotional eating. I look at spiritually, where are you at? How open are you to looking at, like, meditation and visualization, doing some law of attraction? I do some fluency work, which is sort of intuitive work that that I use my own intuition and I get information. So I use that. So I collect all this data. I do look at what happened when you were a child, what went on in your family, what information, what messages were you told about your body, when did the weight start coming on? So there's so many different pieces that I start to collect, and I'm kind of like, I feel like I'm a little bit of a detective in starting to piece together this puzzle and then finding the right pieces so that long-lasting results can be attained.
And
so that's
very
where I would start. Sorry, go ahead.
It's very interesting because you mentioned in the beginning, you know, it's, and this is, I mean, this is amazing for me because it's amazing that you're able to, you know, I totally go against labels. And labels for me, coming from a coaching perspective, you know, labels limit your abilities to be empowered because the minute you click a label, all of a sudden it's like the mind fits itself around it and it's like, okay, I have this or this is what it is and now, you know, I am what it says I am. Whereas when one coaches, and like you say, you take an assessment or you do an assessment on a person and a person's belief system, you're able to all of a sudden start piecing kind of these pieces together and say, oh, there we go. You know, you have to go all the way back to a certain event in their lives. Where I recently heard of a friend that was telling me a situation where this family member was involved, you know, in a reunion. They were always told something specific to their eating habits, and that really marked them. And you know, you kind of go, or they were also used to, I think, cooking all the time, and they throughout their family gatherings, they were always the ones to have to commit to cooking. So it just developed a pattern, and you know, to look at that and be able to go in there and help a person through that to understand, and then to get them to recognize and be aware of what they can do to change that. I think it's just so, and it's just very powerful.
It's so powerful for them, and as you know, with your coaching, you know it's just such a magnificent process to walk people through.
Because and now you say 6 months. 6 months. That is that an adequate amount of time to take a person through permanent and sustainable change?
Well, the program that I'm offering to 12 people that's going to be starting in March is a six-month program. The first program I've ever done like this, and the reason is I wanted something that was intimate and I wanted something that was intense, and I wanted something that was at least half a year, was at least a six-month commitment, because I see for most people 6 months is a phenomenal amount of time for you to really take on living thin and transforming the mindset, transforming some behaviors, transforming some feelings, and acting as if you are that person who you are looking to become. So that's why the 6 months in this particular case, because I feel like it's really important for me to work with people for and have that level of commitment and to be able to walk through that journey for 6 months with just 12 people. Because I can't take on, you know, as you can imagine, if I have 30 people in a group, I'm not able to get to know each person with the intimacy, especially that's needed with this particular group, as I would be able to with 12 people. So the 12 people seems to be just the perfect amount for me to really do some intensive work, and for the 12 individuals to really bond with one another and to hear that they're not alone, to hear and have the support that they're doing this together and moving through this together.
And that is amazing, because you are creating awareness, you're creating accountability, you're creating a support system. You are allowing them and yourself to just really bring in a lot of motivation. And as it says here on your site and on your program, the proper thought process to be able to really get down to what's stopping them from being able to have and live the life they want to live.
Thank you. It's going to be really, really fun. I'm so excited. I think it's the perfect Valentine's Day gift for people to look at and to take part in for the next 6 months, which will lead people right into summer. So it's the perfect amount of time for people to, you know, take on this new way of thinking, this thin way of thinking and living and behaving, and right into summer, right into short season, right into swimsuit time.
Now, one of the things that that's dominant throughout your all of these different products and your website is about the not having to worry about what am I going to eat, how am I going to eat, always needing to watch all of these different things. You truly bring out the normalcy behind being thin, whereas, you know, thin people don't really think about, oh, I got to watch my calories. And living life like that seems to be such a drab, you know. It just seems to be a really painful practice that people who need to watch their weight are subjected to.
Well, yeah. Well, let's take you, for example. You've said you've never struggled with weight before. Do you worry every single bite of food that you eat? Worry?
No, because it's always been, you know what, it's always been, I've been able to always maintain a certain weight. So I know that if I can let go, and then I know that the next day I'm able to, you know, I never go to the, I watch what I eat, but not in a way that I'm obsessed about it, you know, only because I want to be health conscious. And, you know, sometimes I do spoil myself and sometimes I eat junk food. But then I also know that I could never sit there and eat junk food for, you know, days on end. I mean, I just couldn't.
Right. And you trust your body, it sounds like, to keep you thin.
Yeah, you know what, I do, because I'm able to always, I worked as a flight attendant for about 17 years, and my gauge was if my uniform pants, I could not button the pants, then I knew that I had to, like, not eat something for, like, 2 days, you know, and I wouldn't eat, like, 3 meals at the same time, because sometimes you had nothing else to do in the middle of the night on the aircraft. So, you know, I knew that it was always, again, like you said, I trusted my body, and I knew what to do, and I knew that I would never let go. And, you know, I really never really had issues, and I've been the same weight. I'm actually at less weight now than I was when I was, like, 17 years old.
See, and
you know,
so you are the perfect example of trusting your body. Well, imagine someone who has gone through issues at home with their mom. I find there are two main issues that people gain weight. One are issues around mom. Sometimes dad, but most typically control issues around mom. So if you could imagine, your mom's always watching everything you eat, making comments about it, saying that you should look different. You're not going to trust your body. You're going to learn very quickly, oh, I can't trust my body. I need to listen to someone else. So that's one. And then two are abuse, or somebody's come into someone's space, physically, sexually, emotionally, verbally, and has overpowered their body or their space, and therefore their body lovingly is providing some level of protection by adding weight. Again, another thing around not trusting their bodies. So you've had the wonderful experience of, oh, yeah, I just trust. I just know that my body's going to stay thin. I just know that I know how to do that. Well, for many of us, me included, when I was, you know, 12, 13 years old, I didn't know. I didn't trust my body. I didn't know how to trust my body. I didn't know how to eat. I didn't know what hunger felt like. I didn't know when to stop. I didn't know those things. So I had to learn those things. And that's essentially what I help people do, is learn those things and in a gentle, loving, nurturing way that has very little to do with food. Because you can stay thin eating junk food. There are many, many naturally thin people out there who eat a ton of junk food. And there are many naturally thin people out there who eat a lot of quote-unquote healthy food. You can eat a lot of different foods. When you're connected to your body, you'll know exactly what food is optimal for your body.
Now, would you say that this issue, is it more prevalent in young people, in teenagers, or is it more difficult to handle your weight issues in dieting and then, being able to change your body at an adult age? Well, who has the most difficulty dealing with weight?
Well, I think that what we're seeing is a shift, at least in Americans. And I think about this a lot, and I think a big reason, don't get me wrong, there are a lot of naturally thin people out there. I know that everybody's saying that we have an obesity epidemic and a crisis and whatnot, but I also like to look at the positive and say, you know what, there are also a slew of naturally thin people all over the world and all over the place if you look. So I think that's really important. There are a lot of people that have this down. I see that the change in technology is having a really big impact because our attention span is so tiny now. You know, we can be on our BlackBerry, we're checking email, we're watching TV, we can watch 500 channels. So what a lot of the work that I do is around being mindful, being connected into your body, being listening. And so if you're eating and you're never listening because you're running and going and grabbing food and running with the kids to go to the kids this and soccer practice and play and this and that, then you're not listening to your body. So I think, to answer your question, I think kids are starting to really struggle with this issue in a very serious way because they're not connecting in with their body. They're not knowing when to eat, how to eat, why to eat, all that good stuff. And parents are struggling because they're running around like crazy as well. So I think we're seeing it as it's not just one segment of the population anymore. It's now becoming more expansive. We're seeing it everywhere. And I attribute a lot of it to the busyness of everything, the ADD of our society, if you will. And I think
that's a good term.
I'm sorry?
That's a very good term to use as far as, yeah. It is. It's so real. It's so true.
Yeah. So what I like to think is, like, if we can, you know, why is the appeal for yoga and Pilates and meditation? You know, because we all need it. We need time to just slow down. So I think we can combine our wonderful technology. I mean, what I do is mainly as an internet marketer, and I use technology all the time. I'm out and about all the time on the web. So I love it. But at the same time, finding those spaces in our lives, slow down, to relax, to enjoy our food, be connected to our bodies. I think the more we connect in, then the more we'll see a shift in people struggling with weight because they'll be able to listen, they'll be able to hear, they'll slow down a bit. That's excellent. Excellent.
Now, with this, you also have the Thin From Within Kids. How different is this program from the program that you now are starting for March in the Freedom Coaching Intensive?
Well, Thin From Within Kids is it's similar. All of it is similar. We teach kids how to listen to their bodies, because the sooner kids listen and get back to listening, because I think we all sort of innately have this incredible physiological system that's innate to us. So once we can teach kids how to get back into their bodies, how to feel their hunger, how to feel their satisfaction, and how to feel what they're hungry for and whatnot, then their chances of growing up being thin shoot way through the roof. So, but our program's slightly different in that it's geared towards a younger audience, a shorter attention span. The vocabulary, the terminology, there's just certain things that are present for a younger audience, but certainly it's essentially the same information.
And you also work that with your partner?
Yes. Kim Hyatt, she has a PhD in psychology. She did her dissertation on childhood obesity. She basically came to a seminar of mine when she was doing research, and she said, Marna, the research is really supporting your philosophy, your program. And I said, great, I've been doing this, you know, for bazillions of years with adults. And she says, well, I really want to do this with the kid teen population. And I said, great. So she runs really that component of the business where I really work more with the adults. So we have thinwithin.com and we have thinfromwithinkids.com. It's a little confusing that way.
I'm saying it's excellent because let me ask you, when you work with kids, don't their parents automatically have to be a part of their understanding? Don't they need to become supportive of what the kids are learning? Because oftentimes you see parents who don't support the kids and who don't understand the effect that they are having on their kids' upbringing, you know, and patterns and habits. And that's really crazy because I've heard it through under other capacities where if the parent is not attuned to the growth that the child is undertaking or undergoing, then it's kind of like the parent sabotages any growth and progress the child has taken.
Oh, Sandra, you are so right. That is exactly the our biggest one of the biggest things that we have to do is get our parents on board. Because if parents don't understand what we're saying or why we're saying it, they're going to think we're nuts. They're going to be like, oh, my gosh, you're telling my child struggling with weight to eat whatever she or he wants. That can be very concerning to a parent until they understand, well, here's why we're doing it. Here's what we're doing. Here is why. And so work very, very closely with the parents. Because it's critical. We have to.
It does. You know, I just imagine, I can only imagine being in that room watching a child take those first steps of believing in themselves and saying, okay, I'm going to have hope and I'm going to have faith in my own self, in my own ability, and then having a parent come and say, what are you doing? You know, I mean, I can't because my heart always just goes out to kids. So for me to even think of what can happen and how that can go in such a different direction than it's originally intended. It's like, oh, like you said, it's critical because it needs to, you know, we as adults just have such a responsibility to really provide quality education and, you know, have an open mindset and be flexible and be open to just learning and realizing that we as humans are evolving. And, you know, that is the quest. That is for me, why I created Power to Be You, which is, you know, it's ultimately for our kids, but we must get to the parents so that they realize and they recognize that just because you are an adult doesn't mean that you know it all. We don't know it all. I don't know it all. But it's just us having the awareness to say, since I don't know it all, and none of us do, let's just be open to listening, hearing, to, you know, embracing what people are putting out there.
Oh, you're so right. You are so right. And, you know, one of the things that we have are a whole slew of exercises that help families connect and talk and share in a really healthy way around body esteem, self-esteem. For example, something that could be really simple for a family to do around, like after dinner or sometime during the day is everyone can sit around the kitchen table and everybody gets a piece of paper. And you write your name on the top of the piece of paper. And then you go around and you write something, and then so you write something about the person, piece of paper you have, that's loving, something that you admire, something that you respect. You could even do it around body parts. You know, what physically you admire in someone else. So the idea is, and then you pass it to the next person, the next family member, and they write something else. So then when it comes back around, so you can do it several times around, and you come when it comes back, you have these amazing qualities that your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister feel about you. And it could be just based on physical, like, oh my gosh, mom loves my big, you know, my big blue eyes and my, you know, fantastic curly hair and my, you know, my chin or whatever. Or it can be, you know, God, I'm so smart and I'm so passionate and I'm really thoughtful and dad really appreciated this one time when I did this really, you know, thoughtful thing for him and that type of thing. So the idea is to bring in conversations and love around body esteem and self-esteem. And there's a whole slew. I mean, that's a pretty general one, but there's a whole slew of those type of things that we do that's loving, but also facilitates some kind of conversation within a family that supports kids and supports who they are and supports their growth and their love for their bodies. Because I think that that's a big, if moms are struggling with their own bodies, it's going to be really hard for a mom not to model that to their own child. So this exercise like that behooves not only the child, but also the parent, so that mom can get that piece of paper and say, oh my gosh, Katie said that she absolutely loves my thighs. And here I thought my thighs were not so beautiful. Or she loves my belly because that's where she came from. And that makes me so happy to feel. So then you get to really, it takes on a whole new meaning to have the body love, a whole new importance. This is about modeling for my children, too.
You know, and I, in listening to your exercise, I immediately put myself in the place of having my husband, having my partner, you know, having that exercise be just among, you know, him and myself, and me getting that little piece of paper and all these great things he's going to say of me, that it's like, oh, yes, please say more, which only brings that smile to your face. And if you hear it long enough, you're going to believe it. You know, you will believe it. And I will tell you that, you know, like I said at the beginning, all of us have challenges and all of us have issues. And, you know, like in myself, you know, you'd look at something and say, you know, I mean, I even say, okay, I need to get rid of this area of my hips, or I need to lose a little bit on my stomach. And then you look at someone else, like, oh my gosh, compared to this person, you know, I am flat as a board. But compared to me and whom I want to be and how I used to be, of course I'm going to say, and I'm going to pick it, and I'm going to think that I look worse than I really am. And then here comes, you know, my husband, who is like, it doesn't matter how I wake up, doesn't matter how I am, doesn't matter anything. He totally, you know, is making me believe that, yes, I do look, you know, beautiful and I do look this way. And it's so funny because for a long period I would always ask, really? You really think so?
Because didn't believe it. But he looks at you and says, oh, my God, you are gorgeous. You are
well,
yummy.
I'm believing it. I'm believing
exactly.
It. I am. I'm believing it. Even when I would look in the mirror, like, you know, like you always say through coaching and empowerment, you know, the first thing you do when you wake up, look in the mirror and say, hi, beautiful, hi, gorgeous. You know, and it's like you look at yourself, you're like, okay. I don't look beautiful, I don't look gorgeous, but let me just say it just for the sake of it. Well, you know, when you have someone that's constantly telling you these great things, which I think is hard to get to, you know, a lot of the times. We're so critical that, you know, to have someone say that and to have exercises that can manifest that, you know, especially in a family scenario, especially when everyone can chip in and contribute to that, I just think it's amazing, it's beautiful, and it's empowering.
It is, and isn't it fun? I mean, think about that as such a fun Valentine's gift to do to yourself. To write down all the wonderful, magnificent parts of you not just the physical part, but the parts of you, your intellect, your beauty, your ability to connect with other people, your wisdom, your ability as a parent. Well, there's so many parts of us, and we sometimes just focus on the weight. And what I find is when we release a lot of these layers and stop focusing on the negative, of course, through law of attraction, start being that person who we want to be, it's amazing what occurs. Amazing. It really is remarkable.
Now, talking about law of attraction, I see here that Dr. Joe Vitale gave you a testimonial for your book saying that it is one of the most insightful books ever written on how to be thin naturally. More about loving your body and listening to it than beating it with a discipline or with discipline. I love this one. That's very good. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, Joe is great for writing that, and I appreciate that so much from him. My ebook is really focused on my interviews of when I was in college and up to this point of the dozens and dozens and dozens and, you know, probably near 100 and some by now, but of interviews that I took over that length of time wanting to get thin. And it's their secret. It's what they do. It's what they told me. And the patterns that I heard over and over again. So it's some insight into the thin mind. And I thought that instead of keeping that under wraps, I thought I would share it with the world. And it's been really great. People have really seemed to enjoy it and take it on. And I've had many people buy copies for their friends and family. So it's been a blessing.
Well, you have a lot in your website. You have a lot of different things that you provide for people, and you have free tests, you have free skills, you have your newsletter, I believe that it is, if I'm not mistaken. But just going to your website just provides, you have your blog as well, and just I think, you know, looking through it, really people who are listening right now can go in automatically and download some of this material to really put them at least in the mindset of they are considering if they want to change, if they want the empowerment and coaching and they want transformation. You know, I will say that it is about doing. It's about first accepting responsibility and saying this is where I want to go, and then taking someone who is an expert in it and who's been there and who talks from experience that they can be your guide and your mentor. And I think that I almost wanted to do the course just because I want to know how to, you know, how to be able to, how to be able to help someone else, because it's
going to be a fun course. And if you're looking to get on the newsletter, the thing that I really like about that is there's an assessment that looks at why do you eat? And there's about 50 pretty consistent reasons why I hear that are the most popular reasons why people eat. And one of the things that's whether you work with me or not, you could go, you can fill that out and see how many reasons you're eating. And then over time, as you're working and making, you know, transforming your body, you can see that, oh, I used to eat for 20 reasons. Now I'm only eating for 5. Really start to see any emotional eating or eating for other reasons besides hunger dwindle down. And so that's pretty exciting to see too.
Well, that's great. Now you also have, I'm looking here at your, yes, synergized. I love that term, synergized.
Thank you.
It's so great because it just really puts your mind into action. And, you know, it's that mindset of beliefs, and it's amazing that term. It's very cool. Now, that is an actual program?
Yeah, it's 4 half-an-hour audios really focused on what I love about it is acting as if you are that person who you want to be. And where it starts is, it starts with yourself. And then it starts with who are you in relationship with people? How are you talking? How are you acting? How are you being with your significant other? How are you being? So it's It starts with yourself, with people, with your block, and then with your community. And I think being thin incorporates, it's not just about being thin, it's how you talk about yourself, how you live, how you express yourself. So, for example, if I'm sitting there with my best buddy and I'm talking about how fat my legs are and how I hate them and how horrible they look and how bad I feel and how it was hard for me to even button up my pants, well, that's a certain energy that I'm putting out that is certainly not going to say to the universe, say, oh, well, let me give you thin thighs then. So it's about what kind of conversations are you having and looking at transforming that. Like, you got to shift. You got to have different conversations with people. You got to stop talking about what's wrong with your body and start talking about what's right with everybody's bodies. What's beautiful about everybody? Start comparing your body to other people's bodies in a positive way, not looking and saying, oh, I wish I had that. Start saying, you know what? We have the same hair. We have the same ankles. We have the same little nose. We're both really smart. You know, it's so that's what the thinergize. It's about getting excited to be thin and living as if you are that person right now.
And that's how you went from a size 14, 16 to a size 6'8".
I acted it. I spoke it. I took on beliefs. Yes, I did it all. And what came of it was significant weight loss for, you know, I'm only 5'3", so for a little person, it was a lot of weight, very short amount of time, and it's been phenomenal ever since. I just get it. You know, it was one of those things that just clicked for me. It made sense. I couldn't be on a diet. If you tell me not to eat something, I'm going to be the first person to go run and eat it. So I knew that a diet wouldn't work because deprivation just doesn't work for me, as it doesn't work for 99% of the rest of the population. So I knew doing something restrictive wasn't working. So this allows me to be totally free, eat the foods I love when my body's hungry, and it's phenomenal. I love it.
Now, one thing that I just realized, which I believe very much in using your backstory to define your purpose and mission in life, and you completely are that, because here you took your story, here you took the area of interest, the area of struggle, the area of challenges, you took your life lessons, and now you applied it to your life's mission. And I think that's, you know, that's great. That's amazing, because it's like, without you really bringing that out, like, here it is. And this is what listeners can actually look in their lives and say, there's a reason why this is happening in your life. You know, we are all given that unique awareness and ability to specialize in some subject area or subject matter that, if used correctly, will reveal the other side of the picture. Now, what else, you know, what's the gift behind this? What does this really reveal? How can I use this not only to help myself, but to help others? And you are an example of that. So I'm just like, go on, Marna.
You are so cute. Thank you so much for recognizing that and bringing that to my attention. I sort of just do what I'm passionate about, what I enjoy, but I appreciate you saying that a lot. That means a lot to me to say it.
It is, because it comes, you know what, for you to do this work, you have to love it, you have to feel it, your integrity has to be in it. Because it's not about, you know, doing it for the money. You're not doing it because, you know, you want to get famous. You're doing it because you truly want to help people, and this is an area of expertise where you have personal testimony, where you can say, look, I've been there, I've done that, I know what it feels like. You know, and then I know what made a difference, and I know that I can help you by showing you how to do it. And that's why, for me, I think it was just so important to get you on, and especially now that you have your Freedom Coaching Intensive, just in time for Valentine's, you know, loving yourself, your body, and getting thin. I just think I need to bring this across, because in the future, you know, and now, people will always come when you realize they really want to make a change for their lives. And I think that you are definitely a resource that everyone who downloads this archive, who's listening right now, needs to just get out to other people, because you are about change, and you even give a money back guarantee.
Yes, I do, because I want everybody to be happy. I mean, I do this work because I'm passionate about it, because I believe that there's an alternative way to the diets, to the traditional method of losing weight. But I want people to be happy. And so, yes, you can sign up starting this Valentine's Day, and we'll start in March, and it's going to be just a phenomenal journey with 12 of you. And I'm actually going to be, we're going to have some people on who are naturally thin, so you can ask those questions of people who have never struggled. You can have them at your will, and you can ask all those questions. I'm going to have some people who have lost weight and what they went through, and you can ask questions regarding that. And then I'm also going to have, I'm going to do some intuitive work. I'm going to do some law of attraction work. We're going to have a mastermind. I mean, it's going to be, you get free products. I mean, it's going to be quite a 6-month period. And why I'm doing it is because I want people to see results. And I want
them. And
what is
the price for it, Martin?
The price is going to be, it's a little over $200. Actually, it's a little under $200 a month for the 6 months. So for all that everybody's getting, the coaching, the special speakers, all the products, I mean, it's absolutely a no-brainer in my mind. I'm like, there's,
and
the
cost of food.
Go ahead.
No, I get excited because I, going to personal development, having a coach, we have to have not one, but a few. Your financial coach, your spiritual coach, your everything, every type of coach. And, I can't see an area of more importance than this, because, when you're dealing with these issues that are so, that direct you at such a human, physical level, I think having what you are bringing about, it truly is, I support it. I believe in it. I just think that it's, something that is great. And I'd like to take some callers. I did not give the number beforehand, but the number is 646-716-8620. And I'd like to take a call from a 732 area. So if you would like to come on and comment, or you have any questions, please do so. If you don't want to, then that's okay as well. Hi, caller. You are from the 732 area. Welcome on tonight's call.
Good evening, Sandra. It's Joe. How are you?
Yes, good. Well, this is great. Thank you, Joe. Thank you for joining.
Yeah, it's been a great conversation. I'm just sitting back here listening to you two, and thanks so much for putting this on.
Oh, well, thank you, Joe.
You're welcome. So I actually do have a question. And my question, I'm a life coach, and I work with clients, of course, on achieving their goals. And occasionally they'll ask about, about losing weight. Now, some of the principles that I wind up using with, typical situations or achieving goals, generally we want to get to the core, and that is, why is it that you want to accomplish whatever you want to accomplish? And my question, I guess, is when it relates to weight, because this is not an area of specialty for me, but the question, the questions do come around every once in a while, and I wanted to see if I can just get some deeper insight here. So how does that why question apply with one who wants to lose weight? How important is it for that person to really know deep down what is their true reason for wanting to lose weight? What are they going to actually do once they lose that weight? What are they going to feel like? And who are they really going to be in that? Is that same thing still apply? And does it have the same power? And I realize this might be a very simple question for a lot of people, but then again, I just wanted to make sure that I'm not missing something, because this might be a different kind of area with regarding, to lose weight.
No, it's a phenomenal question. And the answer is yes, it's extremely important to know the why. Because a lot of times, if you've been someone who struggled for weight for any length of time, you haven't thought about the why. You may have not thought about the why. You may be always thinking about the why. But it's really important to get to the why. Why is this so important? What is it that you believe you will have in your life that's different? Is that true? Is that, you know, what meaning are you making around your current weight? Because if I'm holding on to the why, if I get that I'm going to be able to fit more comfortably in clothes, I'm going to be more outgoing, I'm going to attract the relationship of my dreams. If I get all of that information, then that's, and I can carry that information with me day in and day out, certainly that's going to be much more motivating than, why am I doing this? Oh, for these 5 pounds? Because pounds aren't motivating. Otherwise, everybody would be thin, right? Like, pounds themselves are not exciting. Well, I lost 5 pounds. Well, what does that mean? It's like a dollar bill. It's not that exciting, the piece of paper. But what does a $100 bill make you feel? How does it make you feel? What is the meaning behind it? So absolutely, Joe, asking those questions are brilliant. Perfect.
Thanks. And one more question has come up now as you were speaking, and that is, you've mentioned about pounds. And one thing that I've heard along the way, and I just wanted to get your feedback on this, is, you know, probably one of the best things you want to be doing when you're in the process of shifting your figure, because I don't even like to use the term lose weight. I've heard that if you don't even use a scale, you're probably better off, and just stay focused on all those things we just talked about, and just, you know, just allow the process to occur. What do you feel? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I get this question a lot about, do you use the scale? Do you not? Do you talk about weight? Do you not? Is it bad to say weight? Even my feeling is that everybody has a different feeling that's ignited with when you say scale, weight, pounds, size. Some of my clients, absolutely. They don't want to weigh themselves. I say, fantastic, phenomenal, don't. Some are like, you know what, I want to. This motivates me, excites me, makes me feel good, and they use the scale to their benefit. So I don't feel like there's not one answer. So I know it's out of the box. I know there's not like the simplistic answer that, oh, yeah, never have them use the scales, or the scales are really bad to use. I don't have that belief or that feeling. Some people feel inspired, motivated, excited by using a scale. Some people feel motivated, excited, inspired using a pair of clothes, like a pair of jeans, every Friday. They put on Fridays to see how they're doing. Other people like to measure. Other people feel just, you know, say, you know what, I don't want to deal with any of that stuff. So they throw away all of it, and they just start living freely, and then they are able to see that difference when they're just wearing the clothes that they've been wearing. They go, whoa, these clothes are starting to fall off my body. So it's not one thing for one person. Everybody's so different, just like when I'm teaching people, you know, just like their beliefs are so different, it's not one size fits all at all.
Yeah.
And that's why it's great to do your assessment. Joe and Marna, we have 1 minute.
Okay.
So I'd like to just take that 1 minute, 58 seconds, to once again just give Marna's website, which is thinfromwithin.com.
Thinwithin.com.
Oh,
I know,
okay.
It's a little confusing. It's thinwithin.com.
Thinwithin.com, and then the telephone number where they can reach you?
It's 303-504-4990. Call me anytime, any question, just give me a shout. I'm usually between clients, so just give me about 24 hours to respond, and I would be happy to do so.
Well, Marna, thank you, because it's been a pleasure. I look forward to just being able to put this out to the world. And I thank you, Joe, for coming and asking the question that was very important. for everyone, the listeners. And in closing, I just like to tell people to claim your power, become aware, take responsibility, and empower your life by finding the power to be you. Thank you both, and we will come again in this medium.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Love Talk Radio.